Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1288, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. States Exhibit D. Rag that was found around Mary Fagan's neck with blood on it. White piece of cloth, soiled, looked as if it was a piece torn off from petticoat. States Exhibit E. 4 or 5 chips of wood, with red splotches on them, chipped up from the second floor of the National Pencil Company factory in front of ladies' dressing room. States Exhibit F. Shirt found by detectives in trash barrel at Newt Lee's home. Shirt was very bloody. Blood was on both sides of shirt and high up on armpits on the inside. States Exhibit G. Jar containing cabbage extracted from the stomach of Mary Fagan by Dr. Harris. Cabbage was not disintegrated, but was in a whole piece. States Exhibit H. Scratch pad that Conley wrote on. Ordinary white scratch pad. States Exhibit 1. Portion of the signed statement of E.F. Holloway given to Solicitor H.M. Dorsey. I don't know C.B. Dalton. I do know Daisy Hopkins. She worked at the factory not less than 8 or 10 months. I never did see any man go in the factory with Daisy Hopkins after the employees had gone on a Saturday. If they ever came there, they came after I was gone. Never did know of Daisy Hopkins or other girls going up in the factory on Saturday afternoon with any men. This power box that runs the elevator is kept locked all the time. I keep it locked. The key is kept in the office. I looked at Saturday. I put the key back in the office. I always lock it and unlock it. I didn't go to the factory on Sunday. The key was hanging on the same nail on Monday. States Exhibit J. Affidavit executed by Manola McKnight for Solicitor Dorsey, as follows. State of Georgia, County of Fulton. Personally appeared before me, a notary public in and for the above state and county, Manola McKnight, who lives in the rear of 331 Pulliam Street, Atlanta, Georgia, who being duly sworn deposes and says,